What was the room? What was the mood of the room? What was Jim's emotion?
It's tough. We put a lot of hard work into this. Players, coaches, you know, everybody. For 5 years, he's been here and done a great job of, you know, from where we were in 2008 to where we are now is a big difference. You know, we owe a lot of that to him. He's obviously a really smart guy and a guy that, you know, helped us get to where we are. Obviously, we didn't win as many games as we needed to or as we probably should have this year. But, you know, I think everybody in there was really appreciative of his hard work and how he treated us throughout the whole process.
You're such an important part of this franchise and where it's going. What would you like to see in the next coach?
It's honestly too early for me to even think about that. You know, I've never been through, this before. And, hopefully don't have to do it again.
How did you take the news personally?
It's difficult, obviously. He's a guy that fought pretty hard to get me drafted here. And, a guy that has done a lot of good things for this team, for this organization, so it's tough.
Do you want any input in the next coaching search?
Yeah, sure, but, I mean, I'm not sure that'll happen. It's not, you know, something that I'm concerning myself with at this point.
Ultimately, now that it's done, what was his grasp of this locker room like? When people on the outside said maybe there were discipline issues or he didn't have control, what was it really like in here?
I've only played for one, you know, head coach in the NFL, obviously, with Coach Schwartz, and I felt like we had a great locker room, but, it's not always what everybody hears on the outside, and like you're saying, so it was a joy to play for him. It was fun.
Matt, there definitely appears to be talent here. That's what everybody says, obviously. What would it take to tie it all together? What is missing that the talent has been tied together? Because obviously the coach is part of it.
I'm sorry, can you...
What would it take to tie all this talent together? What is missing?
I don't know. You know, I think obviously, you know, we can add more players and more pieces. And you know, obviously we'll have somebody else leading the charge.
Okay, how about Scott? Have you talked to Scott and just... How much will you miss him?
Yeah, I'll miss him a ton. You know, he and TD and really all the guys on offense. We did a lot of really good things, you know, here. 5 years, set a bunch of franchise records, and you know, played some of the best offensive football this franchise ever seen. So, we're going to look to continue it, but I owe a lot to those guys for sticking with me through 2 years of injuries and coming out on the other side of it, playing some really good football.
He's caught a lot of flack, you know, here lately. Just how much has he helped you develop? And
I owe a ton to him. He's done a great job of using the players here to the best of their ability and finding ways to get. Get guys the ball and Calvin's career has taken off since he was here, and Reggie came in and had one of the best years of his career under Scott. So, he's a guy that I'm sure will be a hot commodity, a guy that, teams would love to have.
Matt, when you do self-analysis, what would you say you need to improve the most
at? I think the biggest thing is just trying to turn the ball over.
Do you think whoever the next coach is, there's a mandate to win right away? No break-in point, no rebuilding, but win. That's what we need, expectation.
I mean, I think that's everybody's expectation every year, no matter if you have a first-year coach or not. But to tell you the truth, I've never been through it, so I don't really know what to tell you. You know, it's kind of tough for me to draw. I don't have any history to draw back on.
Is there a feeling of personal responsibility here, you know, for everybody in the locker room that, you know, you guys are part of the reason why this happened?
Oh, for sure. You know, that's why it's tough on everybody. Absolutely. We're the ones that go out and play the game, you know, and we understand that. So there's definitely some of that.
Is this the lowest point of your career? Or not fair?
Not fair.
Okay. Just back to Scott for a second. I mean, the question was about how much he pushed you. You like his style of – how much did he push you, A and B? You know, his style of coaching. Would you want your next coordinator or quarterback coach to be similar to him?
Yeah, I would think so. I love playing for him. you know, he was an aggressive guy, an aggressive coordinator. You know, we had, you know, some talent there to you know, help it. And it was a pretty good fit, you know, obviously with what we've done on offense the last few years. So whoever it ends up being, we'll get to work.
What's his best trait as a coach, as a motivator, as a whatever?
Jeez, he's got a lot of good ones. You know, I think just his ability to, you know, to not win, lose, draw, good play, bad play, move on to the next one, and you know, stay in whatever mindset he wanted to stay in that game, whether it wanted to be aggressive or, you know, he just, you know, we've had negative plays and won games, you know, with his ability to just, you know, forget about a negative play and keep calling, you know, like we're clicking on all cylinders or whatever it is. You know, he's a, you know, an intelligent guy and a great play caller.
Even with this news today, do you feel like this team is right there, right at the precipice of something?
Yeah. You know, it's a good team. You know, obviously we didn't win the game, you know, win enough games. You know, we're, you know, a player or two away, a player or two away, whatever it is. Just got to get to, you know, find a way to make a couple of those losses be wins.